can do this. Daisy does it. She does it all the time. I mean, I don't want to insinuate that my sister is the slutty one, but she's the slutty one. I flick my eyes back across the hotel bar and hold the stranger's gaze. 3 seconds. For 3 long, agonizing seconds, I lock eyes with him. Then I smile and glance away. I got this tip from a women's magazine. The article was titled something like, "How to Snag Any Man You Want in 20 Minutes or Less." The 3-second gaze and smile was tip number 2. Tip number 3 is holding his gaze while licking my lips. I think that's beyond my capabilities, though. That's mid-level seduction stuff, and I'm definitely a beginner. Tip number 1 was a glance while I touched my hair. So dumb. I did it anyway. Desperate times and all that. But if tip number 2 fails, I'm heading back to my room. Alone. Wait, I wonder if those tips were meant to be used simultaneously? Like, was I supposed to hold his gaze for 3 seconds, smile, and touch my hair at the same time? I might have fucked this up. Which, whatever. I mean, how could this possibly work? As if all it would take to get a hot stranger to have sex with me is 3 seconds of eye contact across a hotel bar. How does that even work? Daisy would know. Sometimes I hate the way she always knows, as if she's lived a lot longer than I have when she most certainly has not. I sigh as I eye the maraschino cherry sunk in the last half inch of my drink. I wonder if I tip the glass back if I can get to it, or if it'll just cling to the bottom and make me feel like an idiot. Idiot, I decide. I should get the check and go. I have a big week ahead of me, a great big, almost certain to be disastrous week. I should be getting a good night's sleep, not practicing seduction techniques I picked up from an old magazine I found under my sister's couch. But as I lift my head to ask for the check, a fresh drink is placed in front of me. From the guy in the blue shirt. The bartender tells me with a look back in his direction. She smiles at me and raises her brow in approval before bouncing off to someone calling for a refill. Holy shit, that worked? The 3-second gaze and smile actually worked? My eyes widen and I peek across the bar at the man and then down to the drink. What the hell was I thinking? What am I supposed to do now? I really should have read the rest of that article.
Mind if I join you?
I look up and he's standing beside my seat, a drink in his hand that he uses to signal towards the empty seat beside me. And what was that? Did I detect an accent? I think I did, but I can't be that lucky. I swallow my nerves and quickly run my eyes over him. Tall, fit, Oxford shirt untucked, paired with a worn pair of jeans, leather loafers on his feet and a hint of end-of-day scruff on his jaw. Thick, neatly cut, well-styled dark hair and expressive brown eyes watching me with interest.
I hope the drink is to your satisfaction.
He dips his head towards my beverage.
I asked the bartender to refresh you, but if you wanted something different...
He trails off with a small frown at my glass. Oh my God. Accent confirmed. I have just hit the holy grail of potential one-night stands. You're British? I say, fighting the grin from my face.
I'll take that as a yes,
he replies and sets his own drink on the bar top while resting on the stool beside me, his long legs bent slightly at the knees in order for his feet to rest on the floor.
Unless you have a problem with my country,
he inquires, brows raised and a small smile on his lips. Do you know what's great about British men? Everything.